www.thebeatles.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. The toll-free number is 855-453, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online by heading over to freetalklive.com, and you may enjoy the features that we share with you. Actually, you get to control the content of the site. The front page is basically a list of items that you have sent and put into consideration for possibly, you know, being talked about on the air. Other listeners, of course, get to see them. It's a great way for the aggregate of all of those who listen and want to participate with the show to suggest things to us to talk about. And even if they don't get talked about, more people will see them by virtue of the fact that they're right there on the front page of our website at freetalklive.com. You can submit whatever you would like. Maybe it's a YouTube video, maybe it's a blog post or news item, and then there are votes that will be taken. People will vote up if they like it, vote down if they don't, maybe. And then, you know, we'll figure out what you like, hopefully. Freetalklive.com. Go over there and get interactive. With you in the studio this evening is Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
We're going to go right back into the phone calls here. For those of you just tuning in, we've got Mitch on with us. He called last night and really, you know, seemed like an intelligent guy and was excited about moving up to New Hampshire. And right at the end of his call, he revealed that he's an intravenous heroin user. And, you know, we'd been through the call with him at that point, so I figured, well, okay, I hope that, you know, basically I said, I hope you can kick the habit before you make the move, and hung up the phone, and after that I quipped, never trust a junkie. And I think generally that's pretty good advice. Now, what we're learning from Mitch is here that he's not a junkie. He's the heroin user who is going to shatter your beliefs about heroin users, apparently. Mitch, you say you're a successful computer programmer. You only use heroin on the weekends, but yet you do not recommend that people use heroin. Why do you use it?
Well, I use it because, well, first of all, I suffer from a lot of chronic pain as well, and I also like how it feels. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, as far as one of my main concerns was when I was going to move to New Hampshire within the next year, as you remember. And you guys kind of said, well, I don't know if we necessarily want to associate with them, kind of laughed a little bit. And that was kind of discouraging. And I would hopefully would like to do some civil disobedience and hope you guys are still open to that.
Well, I guess I've got prejudices against heroin users, and I think that right. You probably run into this in your life. I mean, you know, I can't imagine that's the information that you share too often with too many people.
It was a surprise at the end of your call.
No, I keep it pretty secret, except on I want to be open on
not
here
anymore.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, guys.
And I guess, you know, I mean, if there's... I have to judge my heroin users as they come along, but I've got to say that a heroin user generally is going to start down the ladder as far as you know, trust goes. However, if one doesn't look like a heroin user and then volunteers that one is a heroin user, it's going to make me stop and think for a little while because obviously, you know, it's going to shatter some preconceptions. So.
Right.
Yeah, I guess that's where I'm at is that I'd have to, if you were moving to Keene, New Hampshire, not that I'm going to be running around doing a whole bunch of civil disobedience with you, but I would have to meet you and know how you work.
Well, especially if the civil disobedience involves shooting up some heroin, you know, that's going to be
someone
a tough
actually,
one to get behind.
Someone actually suggested that in the chat. They said, you know, a lot of cannabis users will smoke and get arrested and stuff. And they said, what about shooting up in public? I mean, and I wasn't necessarily on board. I just thought, it was kind of an interesting suggestion.
I guess my question would be, you know, if one were to seriously consider doing that as civil disobedience, is there benefits to shooting up heroin, you know, and is that something that you think people should do? Because with a lot of cannabis smokers, there are, you know, benefits to smoking cannabis. And
right.
You know, and there's a lot to be learned and shared with people. So I guess I would ask, you know, that same question is there any benefit to shooting up heroin?
Well, I have nothing against cannabis. Personally, it makes me kind of nervous and stuff. But I think as far as there's a problem kind of within the drug legalization community as far as, you know, focusing on cannabis only and some of the other things get marginalized. One of the worst things I hear is when people say, oh, we need make cannabis legal so we can focus more police resources on catching the other drug users. You guys ever hear that?
Sure.
I have heard it, and I disagree with the statement simply because, you know, if the drug war didn't work with cannabis, it's not going to work with heroin or cocaine. As a matter of fact, heroin and cocaine have been were legal longer than cannabis was. And honestly, I mean, you know, it's hard to imagine the world where heroin and cocaine are legal, but that world is less than 100 years ago, and somehow or another, this nation was built into the greatest nation on the face of the earth at that time.
Yeah, I mean, pre-Harrison Narcotics Tax Act, you could buy a heroin and other opiates over the counter, and it was just it was the same price as aspirin, and there were, like, no problem. I mean, it was, you know, the Prohibition actually focused on alcoholics, and they actually prescribed opiates to get alcohol off of alcohol. That's how little of a problem it was. Dude, the price was literally 1,000 times cheaper. I mean, it was the same price as aspirin. They were both made by the Bayer Company. And so you have it's the price problem, you know.
So yeah, in regards to the idea of heroin civil disobedience, I'd just like to throw these thoughts out there, these sort of immediate thoughts. There have been some pretty controversial acts of civil disobedience up here, and I tend to lean on the side of supporting people who are engaging in peaceful civil disobedience. But as the civil disobedience becomes more, let's say, obscure, then it becomes even more difficult to find support within the liberty movement as far as people being willing to come out. So, for instance, you may have not a much of a problem having people to come out to Topless Tuesdays, but for full nude sex in the park, you're going to have a much more difficult time getting people to support you on an act like that. In the same way, you know, the difference between using cannabis in the open in a park, which is a fairly accepted, popular drug, even though it is illegal, is going to have a different level of support than somebody who
ties one off and mainlines right there in the gazebo.
And I think that there could be some kind of way to do a heroin civil disobedience. I don't know what it would be. There would be some sort of creative way. You know, you're wearing a business suit or something like that. That way you don't look like some sort of strung-out junkie. I mean, something to challenge the preconceptions that people have about it. I'm not saying there wouldn't be a way to do it, but even if you did some sort of really tactful heroin civil disobedience, you're going to have a real tough time. I'm just predicting this. This is just my opinion. Having a tough time finding people to get behind it. I mean, what do you guys think? Would you get behind?
It's so far outside of what I would ever consider doing that it's very difficult for me to even comment on because I've never even considered it.
Really. I would actually beg him, please don't do that.
Okay. But I take it you guys support, and I take it most of the liberty community supports abolishing, like, prescription laws where you can get a government agent permission slip to buy drugs.
I should hope they do.
Yep. Yeah, I think most people who support liberty and freedom, they support, you know, abolishing these drug laws. You know, the companies should be free to produce whatever drugs they want to produce and sell them in a store where you can buy them and you know that they're safe. That seems totally legitimate. I'm not going to tell you what to do with your life, you know, as long as you're not harming anybody else, so.
Yeah, I would say that the civil disobedience here that has worked best is the civil disobedience that can get the most people in sort of the public on board with it. That the civil disobedience that has worked the least is the ones that are easily encapsulated in just a few words and that people wouldn't understand those words. Like, so for instance, these free staters are coming here and shooting up heroin in the gazebo. Like that kind of statement, it's something that you can really sort of, you know, lay out to the average individual, and it's totally socially unacceptable. One I'd like to point out another instance is the Topless Tuesdays. The Topless Tuesdays, which, you know, some people like, some people don't. They characterized it as these free staters coming here and taking off their shirts, by the way.
In front of the middle school.
In front of the bus full of middle schoolers. Yeah. I don't know where this bus full of middle schoolers was. I wasn't there at the event, but they could have completely manufactured this bus full of middle schoolers.
Did you see the story about the porn star who went to her high school? Yes. And took pictures?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mitch, look, I don't want to say, you know, I never would have suggested you not come to New Hampshire. It was just a shocking way to end your call, and, you know, obviously we didn't have the time to have the conversation we did tonight. But definitely you want to give that heroin civil disobedience a second and third thought and talk to some other folks before you go with something like that, whether it's in New Hampshire or down in Texas. And call us again, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Mauskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Mauskopf's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 5th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,402.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,438.91, $719.46 for a half ounce, or $359.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,438.91, $719.46, and $359.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Take control of these airwaves here at 855-453. Plus, we want to talk to you about diamonds. It's a long time since we've discussed diamonds, and Marcus brought a story in tonight about how, according to this website that we'll share with you, they are a scam. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number, plus the cop that shot multiple kittens, not just one. It'd be bad enough if you just shot one kitten, but no, several kittens shot, murdered by a police officer. And we'll tell you what happened.
I've got to hear the reason for this, because it doesn't seem like they'd be much of a threat.
Seems like the worst thing you could say.
It's just a horrible story. But first, Carson is on the line. We're going to get to his call and his thoughts and yours as well at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free.
I don't know if it's the same way for you as it is for me, but frankly, my weight has been going up over the last few years, and I haven't been able to really control it. It's nothing, you know, nothing crazy, but I've... You know, the 32, size 32 pants, I left those away a long time ago. And I just about broke through 200. I was at 199. And I've been taking this weight loss supplement, Axia 30, for a few weeks now. And I've been losing weight all along. I was amazed. I really didn't have the expectation that I was going to start taking this product and it was going to work. But it really has been working. And you can take it, too. It's eight. Just call, give them a call. It's got a full three-month money-back guarantee. If you don't lose weight, you can get your money back. The number is 800-543-6613. It's 800-543-6613. And if you call now, you can get a free month of Axia 30 absolutely free with your order. It's 800-543-6613.
All right, so let's go back to the phones and the fun. We've got Carson in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Carson.
Hey, I would like to thank you guys for the new nickname. Everyone at work today was calling me Conrad, and it took me a second to realize it, but you guys thought my name was Conrad after I called last night, so thanks for the new nickname, guys.
Oh, you know, I thought that we might have gotten that one wrong.
It beats Stubby.
I really am saying thank you. So I didn't want you to think I was being snarky or anything.
Okay.
Well, we can use a good snark around here. It's okay.
Oh, well, then I am the man for the job. I wanted to say about my call last night. I listened to what Mark had to say after the call.
And you're going to have to bring everybody up to speed.
Yeah, I don't even remember what the call was about.
I'm sorry. I apologize. The comment about the soldiers, and basically I was taking offense to what the guy said about how comparing soldiers to the people at Nuremberg. And we had a nice rapid-fire discourse about the military and the necessity of the military. And I ended the call with a question about what would you guys do about what happened on 9/11. Mm-hmm. And I have to admit that Mark enlightened me that I was not aware that the Taliban offered to turn over Osama bin Laden to Saudi Arabia or another Islamic neutral country.
That has been said on the air. That has been said on the air by somebody who made it sound really believable to me, and I probably should check that.
I can say I looked it up, and I found it referenced on like eight different stories from a couple of reputable places. So I tend to believe the preponderance of the evidence. But no, what I was calling about tonight was just and it relates to this because one of you guys made a comment about the guy talking about college, about how if you ask the professors if they said, is the state necessary, they would say yes. And I think that I really kind of want you guys to think about this, is that I think you would have more allies if you approached it from this way, that while the state is the most successful robber baron gang, whatever you want to call it, it does fulfill, I think that if you realize that to some people, myself included, it does fulfill a purpose. We just wish that it would leave people alone with its drug laws, with its silly traffic courts, with cops killing kittens. I love kittens.
Oh, I think that we acknowledge that frequently on this show in that I don't have a problem. We were just talking about fire protection earlier. Hey, that's a valuable service. People are going to pay for fire protection in the free market if we actually ever have one, or when we finally have one. And so I think that some of the services that the state offers will still exist on into the future. The only thing that I have a problem with is that they force funding. You know, as soon as they stop forcing people to fund their operations, I don't care what their operations consist of for the most part.
And I'd like to point out that when Marcus made this statement, he did not say that if you ask professor, you misheard what he said. If you ask professor if we need the state in this area is what he said. So he was very specific. And in that particular area, because I wouldn't have let him get away with that particular. I looked at him, and I would have, gone right after him if he would have said that. Because it's a terrible way to convert somebody. You don't like the government's killing people with remote control airplanes over the Middle East. Well, do we need the government at all? I mean, I think it's a terrible, terrible way to go and talk to people.
One thing I was thinking about this all day today because I listened to Mug's comments last night. About just, you know, how he struggled with my thing about, you know, thinking that the military needs respect and everything. And it just struck me last night, and I made a note and I thought about it all day today, that sometimes you guys seem to think that people who think that the government is necessary and think that some kind of funding of the government is necessary aren't with you guys on almost every other issue, because I've listened to you guys off and on for about 4 years, and there's, except for the government and funding, and maybe I'm not quite as out there on building codes or something like that, I agree with you on drug policy, on, you know,
100 different things.
You and asking for your pay, 100 different things. And
I think I think that this is the worst thing about Free Talk Live is, as opposed to, you know, people say, oh, you guys treat the police bad, the military bad, nah, nah, nah. All the complaints that are out there is that actually when somebody's on board with our message 85% of the way is that it's just the allure of talk radio where you can argue with somebody. It's just it's too great. And if you advocate for the government in some particular area, I'm going to find myself. Well, that's the area I want to talk about. I don't want to talk about the 85% of the places that we agree.
All right, who wants to tune in?
I want to talk about building codes now.
Who wants to tune in and listen to people agree with each other? I mean, that's just not that interesting.
I agree. It's just one thing I wanted, not just you guys, but other people in the Liberty Movement, because I've had some exposure to what little Liberty Movement there is in Ohio. I was with the Occupy Movement in Columbus, Ohio, where I live. And it's just, and I know Ian got me on the generalizations last night, so I will say the people I spoke with in the Liberty Movement in Columbus, Ohio, sometimes didn't realize that if you would simply accept that people will agree with you on 85% of the issues, you can build support
for a lot of
different issues.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, you've got to find the areas in which you agree with people. And Carson, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, absolutely. And you should approach. Well, let's come back with more and talk about how to communicate. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks. As part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit. Bug out bag. And emergency kit. Get rescued. Or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and we've got Skype. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm. Get on the air to discuss whatever you would like. And coming up in a matter of days, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is to kick off. We're at about a half week remaining here between now and Porkfest X. It's the 10th edition. It starts June 17th, although it technically really begins on Sunday. There are actually officially scheduled things that are happening on Sunday. So it starts on Sunday. And,
Effectively starts on Sunday. Really starts on Sunday. Technically starts on Monday.
The official date is Monday, but yes, there will be a lot going on Sunday.
There'll be some going on Sunday. A lot of people will be arriving, getting settled in, and kind of setting up campsites and things like that. The same thing happens on Monday and throughout the week. It kind of ramps up as you get closer to the weekend. It's a blast to be around over 1,000. That's how many people have pre-registered. Over 1,100, I believe, last I heard, had pre-registered for this event at porkfest.com. Now, you cannot go to Porkfest, that's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, and pre-register at the moment. That has been shut down. You'll have to actually show up in person and register at the event. You can do that. There's plenty of room at Rogers Campground. If we have 3,000 people show up, it won't be a problem. There's enough room at Rogers.
But you would still want to make your staying accommodations before you go. So if you're going to...
Oh, yeah, you don't want to do that last minute.
Right.
Yeah.
So you want to get your hotel room at a hotel somewhere or your campsite at Rogers Campground. Do plenty, that ahead of time.
Plenty of RV sites remain.
And you can put a tent in an RV site.
Yes, you can.
People that
you
are
put more
confused.
Than one tent there, I think.
Yes, you can.
So David Friedman will be speaking, Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, Mary Ruart, Bob Murphy. These are just a handful of the special guests that there are going to be there. Lots of different panel discussions will be had. Bands will be playing. Marcus, you will be playing at this. And can you call yourself a band if you're the only member?
I'm a one-man band,
right.
So one-man rock band. So, yeah, I'll be playing on Saturday.
And year. That's great because aren't you wrapping up kind of like the musical accompaniment of the event?
Yeah, I guess as far as bands go, I think so, yes. After I leave the stage, then I believe Gary Johnson is going to take the stage. Actually, I believe Peter Schiff, I believe, is actually now going to...
Former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson,
right.
And
Libertarian Party presidential candidate,
that's right,
in 2012. But what were you saying about Peter Schiff?
Yeah, and I believe Peter Schiff is going to be introducing him.
Huh, okay.
Because, like, it's kind of a last-minute thing. Peter Schiff is
sounds like
showing
it.
Up.
So. Porkfest X. You can go to porkfest.com, learn more about the event. The schedule's huge. There's so much going on. If you got a family, bring the family. There's a lot of kids that are going to be there. Jack's going to be there. Your son, Mark, is going to be there. And
the kids
dogs
great,
can come to this
yeah,
thing, too.
Dogs, kids, the whole family. You can bring your cat if you want. It should be interesting.
The kids do their own thing at Porkfest.
Absolutely. They have a great time.
So
they really have a great time.
Adult parties, stuff for kids, singles, you know, couples, all kinds of people are at this, large families. It's a great time. You want to be there. We're going to be there broadcasting live. In fact, we're going to do every single night from the Porcupine Freedom Festival starting on Sunday. And in addition to us, there's a lot of other great liberty-oriented shows that will be there. I calculated the total number of hours to be about 60 hours of live radio will be produced from this event.
That's
over
amazing.
The week. And, yeah, that's a lot of radio. So there's so much to do. And a lot of things happening off-site, too. There are things, you know, like hikes and like some kind of a gun class where you build a black powder rifle, I think. So go
that's
to Porkfest.
Interesting.
Yeah, porkfest.com. There's so much to do. You're not going to regret it. Even if you can only come up for Saturday or Friday, make the trip up. You're going to meet some wonderful people, and you'll get a feeling or an experience of what it's like to be around people who love liberty for a somewhat long period of time. I mean, these are the people that can be your neighbors. If you make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, as the three of us have done, a lot of the people that you'll meet at Porkfest, they already live here because they're like we are. We're early movers. Others who are coming to Porkfest maybe have never visited before. Maybe it's their first time. It's usually like 40-50% have never come to a Porcupine Freedom Festival before.
Yeah, and the best part about Porkfest is hanging out with all these wonderful people and getting to know new people, seeing old friends if you've been there before. So the events are wonderful. But really, it's all the people that you get to be around are just magical. And it's just a lot of fun. You can sit and watch Free Talk live and in person, which I've always enjoyed doing that. So there's just a lot to do, and it's a great time.
I'm excited. We're heading up on Sunday. We'll be doing the show live starting Sunday night. So we'll see you there. Porkfest.com. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. All right, so diamonds. We've talked about diamonds in the past on Free Talk Live, but it's one of those subjects that just doesn't come up very often. Maybe every few years we'll hit on this one. Although this story that you brought in tonight, Marcus, that I'll be sharing here, is from BusinessInsider.com. It was actually printed recently. The last one we did was from an old Atlantic article from like a long time ago, kind of on the history of diamonds and you know what the real deal is with these things. And really, it is a scam, and that's basically what the headline of the article is here. Diamonds are a sham, and it's time we stopped getting engaged with them. From Rohin Dar, the Priceonomics blog. American males enter adulthood through a peculiar rite of passage. They spend most of their savings on a shiny piece of rock. They could invest the money in assets that will compound over time and someday provide a nest egg. Instead, they trade that money for a diamond ring, which isn't much of an asset at all. As soon as you leave the jeweler with a diamond, it loses over 50% of its value.
Well over.
That does not sound good. I wouldn't feel good about making any purchase if as soon as I walked out the door, it lost 50% of its value.
It's one of those situations, though, is, in receiving an engagement ring, you have gone from zero to whatever the wholesale value of the asset is, and the retail value of the asset really doesn't matter to the individual if the relationship breaks, the woman, if the relationship breaks off and she can hawk this for whatever.
Americans exchanged diamond rings as part of the engagement process because in 1938, De Beers decided that they would like us to. Prior to a stunningly successful marketing campaign, 1938 Americans occasionally exchanged engagement rings, but it wasn't a pervasive occurrence. Not only is the demand for diamonds a marketing invention, and a brilliant one at that, but diamonds aren't actually that rare. Only by carefully restricting the supply has De Beers kept the price of a diamond high. Countless American dudes will attest that the societal obligation to furnish a diamond engagement ring is both stressful and expensive. But here's the thing. This obligation only exists because the company that stands to profit from it willed it into existence. So here is a modest proposal. Let's agree that diamonds are BS and reject their role in the marriage process. Let's admit that as a society, we got tricked for about a century into coveting sparkling pieces of carbon. But it's time to end the nonsense.
I don't think that people will end the nonsense. I think this nonsense will continue for a very long time.
I've ended it in my life. I don't know about you gentlemen.
Well, yeah, I have too. I'm the only one married in the room, and my wife does not have a diamond engagement ring. She doesn't have an engagement ring at all. I didn't get her an engagement ring. I told her early on I thought it was dumb, and she agreed.
Right, yeah. If you can address this early on in a relationship, I think you can nip it in the bud.
And, I kind of wonder how good your life is going to be if you're in a relationship with a woman who, not that can't, you two decide, look, the families are just going to want to see an engagement ring here. We're going to have to get an engagement ring, whatever. Like, that's one conversation. But another conversation is oh, no, I got to have platinum and diamonds. And, that conversation, if you're having that conversation,
yeah.
I think maybe you should consider that you have an impractical woman on your hands that will make for an impractical life.
Not the kind of girl I want to spend time with, I can tell you that.
Well, you may or may not want to spend time with her, but this is, it might be a harbinger of what life is going to be like in the future. What kind of car is she going to want to drive? Is she going to want to drive the car that's going to, best fit your pocketbook, your safety standards, all these other things? Or is she going to want, oh, no, I got to have a Mercedes.
A Bugatti.
Whatever.
I think that there's plenty of people that are getting this and do get it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I just feel like the world is just full of suckers. And, so many people...
Suckers drive the market.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of this is just going to perpetuate through...
It's prevalent.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... As he's pointing out here, and I'm sure he'll get into detail, it has been a very successful marketing campaign. It is so prevalent. It's in popular culture all over the place. And the more you see these ideas, the more accepted they'll be. And it's hard to defeat that. But we'll come back with some more information to help you. It's Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Online Bitcoin poker at sealedwithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealedwithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealedwithclubs.eu. No seals or marks in the making of this advertisement.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey. Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to talk about diamonds. Maybe you think the diamonds are just splendid, and you want to have a whole bunch of diamonds. You think we're doing terrible things by putting information out there basically telling you it's a scam. It was all made up by De Beers. They're controlling the marketplace by, you know, brilliantly buying up all the diamond mines, basically. We haven't gotten to the details of the story here, but, Mark, you and I are familiar with the story because there was an Atlantic piece on this from, I think, probably the 90s. That we read, I don't know, a decade ago on Free Talk Live. Probably read it like once a decade ago and once 5 years ago. And every now and then this story will come up. But Marcus brought us something fresh here tonight from Business Insider. And we're going to continue with the truth about diamonds, which you're not going to hear on the De Beers commercial.
Buy your fiance something she can really use, like camping equipment. Go to manventureoutpost.com. They've got
if
all.
If you've got the kind of girl who's not into diamonds, she probably would really appreciate camping equipment.
Indeed, they've got the name brands at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights. Nothing says love like a tactical flashlight. Fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery. Cupid uses a bow.
Hey, my brother bought his wife a bow and arrow.
For her engagement gift?
No, not better? For an engagement gift.
Air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, and more. It's manventureoutpost.com. It's a family-owned operation. And like I said, they've got rock-bottom prices every time I've ordered from them, and I recently got an order in from them. The prices are always the lowest I'm able to find. ManVentureOutpost.com.
I think it's a great idea, actually. You know, even though it's Man Venture Outpost, it could be Woman Venture Outpost.
Oh, they've got lots of women's apparel items there, and you know, all these items are really. I mean, Man Venture is just a name they had.
It's catchy. I like the name.
And it's you know, a good hunting knife, significantly more useful than a diamond ring.
In finance, according to businessinsider.com, there's a concept called intrinsic value. An asset's value is essentially driven by the discounted value of the future cash that the asset will generate. For example, when Hertz buys a car, its value is the profit they can get from renting it out and then selling the car at the end of its life, the terminal value. For Hertz, a car is an investment. When you buy a car, unless you make money from it somehow, its value corresponds to its resale value. Since a car is a deprecating asset, the amount of value that the car loses over its lifetime is a very real expense that you pay. A diamond
is... And that's what it costs to drive the car. The fuel, the tires, the difference between what you buy it at and what you can sell it at. That's what the cost of the car is.
I apologize. The word is depreciating.
Depreciating.
Although there's some similarities there.
I guess that's what I heard you say.
A diamond is a depreciating asset as well, masquerading as an investment. There's a common misconception that jewelry and precious metals are assets that can store value, appreciate, and hedge against inflation. That's not wholly untrue.
Yeah, they try to make the diamond into this thing that many old pieces of jewelry may actually have. You may have some old family jewelry like gold rings that are very beautiful and do have some... they have a value in the gold, and then they have a value for the artwork that is that beautiful ring, and then there's
uniqueness.
And then a sentimental value if it's a family, been passed down through your family. Yes. So many pieces of jewelry actually do have quite a bit of value and do store some value in them.
But the average piece of jewelry, probably not.
Right.
Gold and silver are commodities that can be purchased on financial markets. They can appreciate and hold value in times of inflation. You can even hoard gold under your bed and buy gold coins and bullion, albeit at 10% premium to market rates. If you want to hold gold jewelry, however, there's typically a 100 to 400% retail markup, so that's probably not a wise investment. If you're going to buy gold, right? Like buy pieces of gold from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com, and you'll get the best deal on it. If you're buying jewelry as an investment is what they're saying here, it's a terrible idea.
Well, there's a lot of labor that goes into jewelry.
Yeah.
And, I can see if you want jewelry,
and
that's
marketing.
One thing. But let's not forget that there's a particular aspect. I don't jewelry's one thing. Diamonds are another thing. If you want jewelry, you want jewelry. And that's that. Mm-hmm. There's better, cheaper and more expensive ways to get jewelry. But diamonds themselves, when you're talking about semi-precious stones and precious stones, oftentimes these stones, like a sapphire or a ruby or an emerald, are far more rare in the world. There's less of a supply of them, and the demand tends to be lower, than diamonds are. But they're worth far less than diamonds because the market is controlled. They don't cause the social unrest that diamonds do, specifically in the continent of Africa.
You mean as far as harvesting them?
Yeah, people aren't dying or being enslaved over the rest of these. At least I haven't seen any good stories.
Okay.
What's that?
Somebody's got to be pulling them out of the ground. I mean, that can't be an easy job.
Indeed, but they don't have the same value as diamonds do.
But with the caveat in mind, you can the market for gold is fairly liquid and gold is fungible. You can trade one large piece of gold for 10 small ones, like you can $10 bills for 10 $1 bills. These characteristics make it a feasible potential investment. Diamonds, however, are not an investment. The market for them is neither liquid nor are they fungible. The first test of a liquid market is whether you can resell a diamond. In a famous piece published by The Atlantic, here you go, this is the one we were talking about, in 1982, actually, I was wrong about the 90s, Edward Epstein explains why you can't sell used diamonds for anything but a pittance, saying that retail jewelers, especially the prestigious Fifth Avenue stores, prefer not to buy back diamonds from customers because the offer they would make would most likely be considered ridiculously low. The keystone or markup on a diamond and its setting may range from 100 to 200%, depending on the policy of the store.
I understand a keystone is 100%. Now, I worked in my advertising career with many jewelers, and the one I can specifically had a long conversation with was out on St. Armand Circle in Sarasota, Florida, and he got more than a keystone for his items there. Now, there's a lot of competition.
Considering the rent he's paying, he probably should.
Indeed. As long as he'd been there, I hope he owned the building. But, he was getting a bit more than a keystone, and the competition was fierce out there. Now, this is one of the highest in places in America to buy jewelry, and that's what they were getting.
Right. So we continue here with a piece from businessinsider.com. So, again, if it bought diamonds back from customers, it would have to buy them back at wholesale prices. Most jewelers would prefer not to make a customer an offer that might be deemed insulting and also might undercut the widely held notion that diamonds go up in value. Moreover, since retailers generally receive their diamonds from wholesalers on consignment and need not pay for them until they're sold, wow, I didn't know that, they would not readily risk their own cash to buy diamonds from customers. When you buy a diamond, you buy it at retail, which is 100% to 200% markup, and if you want to resell it, you have to pay less than wholesale to incent a diamond buyer to risk their own capital on the purchase. Given the large markup, this will mean a substantial loss on your part. And the same article puts some numbers around the dilemma. Because of the steep markup on diamonds, individuals who buy retail and in effect sell wholesale often suffer enormous losses. For example, Broad estimates that a half-carat diamond ring, which might cost, remember, this is $1982, which might cost $2,000 at a retail jewelry store, could be sold for only $600 at Empire. Some diamonds are perhaps...
That's pretty close to what happened to me. I had a, I bought an engagement ring, and I think I paid $1,700 for it. And I think I got six or eight. I can't remember the numbers, but I think it was $600 or $800.
And where did you sell it? Just a pawn shop or a diamond?
A pawn shop. I mean, you know, a pawn shop that specialized in diamonds.
The appraisers at Empire...
Not a pawn shop, but I mean, one of these places, gold and diamond places.
So some diamonds are maybe investment grade, but you probably don't own one of those, even if you spend a lot of money. The appraisers at Empire Diamonds examine thousands of diamonds a month, but rarely turn up a diamond of extraordinary quality. Almost all the diamonds they find are slightly flawed, off-color, commercial-grade diamonds. The chief appraiser says... When most of these diamonds were purchased, American women were concerned with the size of the diamond, yeah, not its intrinsic quality. He points out that the setting frequently conceals flaws and adds, the sort of flawless investment-grade diamond one reads about is almost never found in jewelry. Now, as with televisions and mattresses, the diamond...
So where do you find it? I guess they just bring them in from Africa? Is that the idea?
Well, I guess what they're saying is the investment-grade diamond... is never sold to be made into jewelry. It's sold to the investor who puts it in a lockbox, I guess.
As with televisions and mattresses, the diamond classification scheme is extremely complicated. Diamonds are not fungible and can't easily be exchanged with each other. Diamond professionals use the four C's when classifying and pricing diamonds: carats, color, cut, and clarity. Due to the complexity of these four dimensions, it's hard to make apples-to-apples comparisons between diamonds. You know, whereas if you're trading gold or silver, it's a little bit easier.
Yeah, they just melt it down, and you know what the purity is, and you can trade it.
But even when looking at the value of one stone, professionals seem like they're just making up diamond prices. In 1977, for example, jeweler's circular keystones, he's just giving excerpts from this Atlantic piece. Jeweler's circular keystone polled a large number of retail dealers and found a difference of over 100% in offers for the same quality of investment-grade diamonds. Mm. So let's be very clear, a diamond is not an investment, but... We'll come back with more about some of the diamond myths that Marcus has shared with us here tonight. We're sharing with you 855-450-FREE, and you can tell us your diamond story. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to have a spectacular summer vacation right here in Washington, D.C., sharing ideas about freedom, individual rights, the current state of our government, and much more, with fascinating people and speakers from across the country? If so, check out the Cato Institute's annual Cato University program being held at Cato's state-of-the-art new building in the heart of downtown D.C., July 28th to August 3rd. Information and registration is at catouniversity.org. That's catouniversity.org.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.